Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we got a new toy in the studio, Goo.
Yeah, you look fresh.
Well, a lot of times people will pull up, you know, the YouTube feed so we can chat with our loyal listeners and Boxer and Gerson working your attorney's text line, all that good stuff. But now we can actually see ourselves because the great Tim Jordan and our guy Sam have put an actual video screen in the studio. So I can see you there, and I can see you down here.
And we look better on the screen than actual, you know, on the YouTube, on the computer. Look how smooth you look smooth anyway. But
well, appreciate
hey.
It. Yeah, no, I got to work later tonight. It's the only reason I wear buttons. But
dude, you look fresh right now.
But you got the Union City sweatshirt on?
Yeah, from the reunion. Shout out AP, Breaking Bread. And you were there.
I did. With my little brother. He was sad. He wanted to play some bones with your guys. But
yeah.
Didn't get a chance
but
to get on the domino table.
Where were you? You had somewhere to go.
Yeah, we were just sliding through.
We came from golf, and yes. It was your birthday.
Yes.
Look at my man.
Because your boy, who's it, Silk Basie, walked right up to
Silk,
us.
Yeah, Silk, Reg B.
You boys look like you played some golf today. I said, yes, we did, Silk. Yes, we did.
You are invited to the cookout. Real quick, tell me you talked to Pops for his birthday.
I did. I called him at the cafeteria.
Yeah, I thought it was a little later, but I told Stein, yeah.
So he told me that him and my mom were out at, they were out at a place.
Okay.
It's like Balboa Park or something. They go get their exercise in.
I love it.
If he's listening, I know I called you late.
Jeremy!
But we chatted up for right. about 20 minutes.
There you go.
And he gave me some good news. They're coming up for the holidays this year.
Let's do it.
So I'm excited. Maybe we can
they've been
go hang
the
out
ship,
a little bit.
No doubt.
They have. All right, Warriors lose last night to the Magic 121-113. Still remains to be seen whether or not Steph, Draymond, Jimmy are going to play tonight. Curry talked about an ankle that was kind of hampering him a little bit going back to the San Antonio game on Friday. Jimmy and Draymond obviously questionable on the back-to-backs. Horford probably not going to play as well, who played last night. Miami, Bam Adebayo's questionable. Tyler Hero's out tonight. So it's going to be a tough game for the Dubs, Goon. Before we get to the calls, was the Butler-Buddy interaction last night the thing that kind of stuck with you the most from the game? Because I think it was for me.
Yeah, and I don't know all the listeners. I know you're an avid movie buff, but there's a great movie called Cooley High out of Chicago, Evan, and that's the cloth I come from. I love a group setting and an environment, brothers that, you know, I like that. I'm into that. And I live by code, and I feel like good organizations and pro sport teams, even in corporate, they have that that bond and that kind of, I'm not going to show you up. So I'm saying a lot to say is I heard everything that Jimmy said to Buddy, and Buddy's struggling right now. We know it. But, man, Evan, don't show my guy up like that. And this is supposed to be your partner on the whole video thing that you do, which I just called it weird last year because I didn't know, Evan, it just so many things came off where you didn't know what was real. We hadn't seen it this year. But to do that on a pass, because you wouldn't dare do Dre like that. You wouldn't do Steph like that. But why show my man Buddy up like that? I didn't appreciate it. It was early in the game.
Yeah, it was towards the end of the first quarter, about 48 seconds left. Butler is in, you know, with the usual second unit lineup that Kirk throws out there, which got torched, by the way, last night. But Buddy's cutting across the lane. Jimmy throws a ball. I thought it was a bad pass.
Okay.
I thought it was high.
Yeah. Wasn't the best pass.
But Buddy didn't throw his hands up. Ball gets taken by Bane the other way for two. Butler's obviously frustrated. So next time down, he drives it in the paint, gets a foul, and he starts chirping it at Buddy Hield, saying, put your hands up. I don't know if he was referring to that possession or the previous one. Either way, he wasn't happy.
Yeah, it was the previous one.
And so he goes, I'm never passing you the ball again.
Got it now, man.
And obviously he's frustrated. I think they had four turnovers in the first quarter. All of them, by the way, by the big three. Jimmy had a pair of them. And it wasn't good. They turned into buckets the other way. But I don't know, Goo. Like, that's unsettling for me to hear.
Do you define that as leadership? Because Jimmy's a leader. But I don't define that. I can't remember Curry ever doing that. Like, take it out on Suggs, who's giving you guys the business, and Ant Black, who, I mean, my God, just Wendell Carter Jr. They were so young and active. Take it out on the other team, Jimmy, but not Buddy. That's all.
Well, Buddy Hield is, look, he's an easy target. He's not playing well. He's shooting 31% from the floor. He basically is having the stretch he did from December and January last year to start the season. But there is something to it's just a receipt that I'm keeping, because I think that Jimmy Butler, when the Warriors are winning, he's a great teammate. But I'm afraid of the teammate he can become if they're losing. That's something that has followed him his entire career, whether it was Chicago, Minnesota, Philly, Miami. Jimmy Butler's a tough guy to get along with when he doesn't respect the people he's on the floor with.
Yeah, and I'll give Steiny, get better Steiny, but he said, you know, talk to me when the honeymoon's over. We've had numerous reporters out of Miami join the show and kind of allude to that. And I'm not saying the honeymoon's over, but you're 9-7. Evan, this team's averaging 115 points a game. You're giving up 114. So that tells me, you know, it's 50-50 when we're out there. And maybe I'm holding this team to a standard that, you know, is come and gone. I don't know, but I definitely didn't like that, the optics as a fan, to kind of do that. And then, you know, Evan Steiny always comes down my road again on, oh, you always come after the, you know, the second tier or third tier guys. You never come after the OGs. I guess he wouldn't have done that to Dre or Steph, and maybe that's why I felt like it was more foul that you would do it to Buddy, especially when he's struggling, man.
Yeah, and look, to me, like, the big three, this is what this season is going to be about. It's going to be about, can they play well over time? And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can the guys around them do enough? But you're going to need those guys. Like, I hate to break it to people, but at least until they decide to move him or not at the deadline, you're going to need Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things that they don't have is anybody off the bench who can score.
Man.
And while Buddy Hield has not been shooting well, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like he's played well for the first, you know, 16 games of the season, he's somebody that tonight, if Curry, Butler, Draymond don't play, like, you're going to need Buddy if you want a chance in hell to beat the Miami Heat, because he's one of the few guys on this team that can get hot.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and
you can't lose him. Like, to me, that's just an unnecessary thing to do.
I'm with you, and, you know, we keep talking about, because it was apparent if you watch the game, the length and athleticism that Orlando had was different than what the Warriors had at their disposal. And, Evan, that's why I feel like Moody was only able to hoist up six shots, Will Richard two, because they were long, making it difficult, and you need to go deep in your bag to be able to just to create a shot. And, you know, I'm sitting here, what quarter was it? The second quarter where they fouled Orlando 18 times? Like, that's too many, Evan. But what's that symbolic of when you foul that much, you can't keep up? And you're fouling. And Orlando was just, that was on display.
Yeah, they're faster than you. They couldn't keep guys in front.
I think they were down 5-75-70 and two turnovers in a row, one by Jimmy, a three, and then a layup, and it's back to 10. Like, man, and Evan, I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not. But I thought, okay, if you're going to play or finesse the schedule, Miami, South Beach might be the night you sit guys. I'm just with no Bancaro. I assumed, and we know who assumes, that they could just take care of business with no Paulo, and they didn't. So now, Evan, I ask you, as a fan and a guy that covers the team, would you be at all shocked if some of the big three sat? Or am I in 1994 mode when I'm like, man, you got to go out here and win this, so you go 4-2 on a trip?
No, they might have to sit tonight. I mean, that's the way that I'm looking at it. This is one of their tougher trips of the season. It might be their toughest road trip of the year. I mean, I got some better news. People don't want to hear it, but like going 500 on a trip like this, when you looked at it at the start with two in San Antonio, OKC, and then a back-to-back, like 3-3 is not a bad result. It feels terrible because you had a chance to go 4-2 if you'd won last night. You had a chance to get greedy, but you didn't. So the reality is the Warriors are, and I know we're going to talk about the schedule today because Steve Kerr brought it up, but they are in a tough part. And to me, this is about where I'm feeling like the excuses are almost at an end. But I want to get into that after we open up the phone lines, Goo. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Shay, who's on 880. Shay, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey.
I never thought, but Goo, you got me by over here by the bus. I'm on 880 trying to get to the freeway, and you just stirred up all the emotions that I let go last night.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely right. Not Draymond's job. However, I'm sick of the wannabe Bob Myers. I think he needs to go. He's the problem. Because you're giving us people that are not consistent in their play. The only one that we really have consistent on the Warriors is Steph. And he can't do it by himself. Age, all that plays a factor. And of all people, you get Al Horford. You could have just kept Louis if that was you going to do that.
Wow.
All right, I'm tired of saying it.
No, drive safe, young lady. We appreciate it.
10-2, Shay. 10-2.
Yeah. And I don't want to go there, but Evan, it has become abundantly clear to me, and you're going to be like, shocker, Goo, you just finally got there, that this team is going to go as the chef goes. And that's too much wear and tear. That's too much responsibility. We need some more people to contribute. And that's why the people that were like, and Stani alluded to it, and I keep bringing them up, Evan, didn't say it, but he was kind of getting there. We won three games without Kuminga. This team needs anything. It needs anybody that's young and that could play. And Kuminga fits that bill.
No,
and I hope he gets back sooner than later.
Last night was the first night where I think you had the thought that they missed him. But why did they miss him? Because the guy who's been playing for him, or a couple of the guys that have taken his minutes, didn't play well. Like against San Antonio, Gary Payton II played really well. You were putting respect on his name,
right.
Talking about how, why is GP2 out of the rotation? Why isn't he getting minutes? He's playing well. Well, last night's why.
Yeah, four minutes last night, E.
Yeah, and how many points did they get outscored by in those 4 minutes?
That I don't know, but he was a minus 15 team high.
That's the amount
night.
Of points they got outscored by in 4 minutes.
Wow.
Like, GP2 didn't, he wasn't very good last night.
Mm.
And the Warriors looked small last night, and they looked old last night. But my point is, that's going to happen a lot this season. Like, I think it's going to be a roller coaster ride where they can look like the team they were in San Antonio, and then we wonder who they are against Orlando. You know, I wouldn't strip them of the possibility of winning tonight if their older players are available.
Yeah.
But to me, expecting this team to just win 50 games easily and to just show up and dominate teams every night, especially at the toughest part of the year for them, it might sound like an excuse, but that's just where I'm at with this group.
Man, no, I'm not mad at you. It's how you feel. And I'll just say this. You know, I thought Franz Wagner, he didn't have the worst game, but he didn't have the best game at all. But guys like Da Silva, Wendell Carter Jr., Anthony Black, Jonathan Isaac, I mean, those are the type of guys that I want to sick my young guys on. I want to sick Pods, Kuminga, Moody, and Post, you know, who's trying to find his way. But more often than not, those guys are going right behind us like sometimes we're cones. The offensive rebounds that they just kept getting, the lobs. I want us to do that. And right now, unfortunately, from an athletic standpoint, we don't have a lot of guys that can do that.
Well, Jimmy Butler had 3 dunks last night.
Yeah, he did.
He looked energized last night.
Him and Steph needed help.
Steph ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Like, I know Steph was... Steph had the 34, and I get that's all well and good, but he shot them out of a lot of possessions in the second half.
Only five trips to the free throw line for the chef. Missed two.
He had five turnovers last night, three of which in the first half, all of which led to baskets on the other end. Like, that's the other thing, too, is this team is not good enough to turn it over 18 to 20 times a game and get away with it.
Yeah. And foul in Orlando, what, in that quarter I talked about, 6 minutes left, they were in the penalty, like the bonus. Like, man.
Well, they get to the free throw line a lot. Like, that, I think that they're the number one free throw rate team in the league. So, like, that's what they do. They also defend. And I know that, like, we can argue about this, but I told you yesterday, like, I don't think they're playing well right now with Paolo. Because the ball just sits there and sticks, and he takes bad shots, and he makes bad decisions. He's a great player.
Damn,
but I'm telling you, they have looked so much better without him now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they're a better
team. We
argued
so much last night. I hear you, and I appreciate it. And that's why I was like, Evan, just pull up and watch the Warriors beat this team by 15. Didn't happen.
Well, not only did it not happen, but the whole reason why I didn't feel good about the Warriors, and it sounds stupid to some, but the whole reason I didn't feel good about the Warriors is because of Jalen Suggs. And you saw what happened when there's a point guard or a guard in general who can, number one, pressure the ball.
Yes, he did it.
He and Anthony Black were in the jersey of anybody who was on the Rock the entire game for the Warriors. Like, they made the Warriors look like a team that didn't know.
And Steph was a part of that.
Exactly.
Saw that.
They didn't look like they could pass or dribble against that team.
No doubt. And do you call that youth along with athleticism? Because it was and even Fitz and Kalina were on the call, like, I got to give them credit. You know, there's on nights like last night, you see it and you got to speak on it.
Exactly. And again, it's I think the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line hits the nail on the head here from the 510. The Warriors' young group gets exposed against long, athletic teams. They play well against the Lakers and the Clippers. Lakers quietly playing well. But they get torched by Orlando, Portland, OKC. You also got to throw Milwaukee in there, too, because that's what's happened against them. I think this game looked a lot like the Milwaukee game to me.
Yeah, and Evan, this is why I'm concerned. I thought the offseason, the opportunity to get Jimmy Butler familiar with his brothers, that this was Operation No Play-In. And right now, if you're telling me after 16 games the Warriors are in that spot right now, they're in the play-in, I do get concerned about, okay, where was I off? Because right now they're eighth, Evan, and we don't know who's playing tonight in Miami. The season's relatively young, but what I hear coming from the Warriors, the coach, and out that locker room is we're already talking about the schedule and the frequent flyer miles, and I guess that's concerning. Because at the end of the day, you could say what you want. It's a young man's game. I get it. Curry and Jimmy were 30 points both. But the bottom line is, you got to go out there and play basketball. And on most nights, it has become clear that we're going to be small. We're going to be the slower team. And I don't know if Steph can be Michael Jackson every night. And I think it's unfair that we ask him to be.
But that's what they were last year when they were winning all these games. I mean, I know that they're not playing particularly well because they're, you know, they could be a game above 500 if they lose again tonight. But this is a team that is old. That is slower on most nights. And I guess I didn't necessarily expect them to hit the ground running. I know they wanted to. Like, you can want to win as many games as possible out of the gate as you want. But when you're old and at a disadvantage on most nights, I just think it's really hard to expect that. That's just me.
Yeah, but real quick before you go to call.
Yeah.
So we're still going to chase then, huh? And it's like,
probably.
I'm not mad.
Probably.
But you're telling me basically gear up, goo, because that's just the DNA of this team. Like, we can't treat, I'm hearing too many conflicting, like, what are we trying to do? I thought it was compile dubs, obviously, no pun intended, so we don't have to chase later. But are we going to chase later and be more effective because we're rested? Or are we going to grow? We're not going to grow. We're not, you know what, we are what we are now, but people feel like, well, in December and January, it'll hit different because we got more days of rest. But I'm like, yeah, when that ball's tipped, you still are at your disadvantages. Am I looking at it wrong?
Well, no, but you can look, there's a lot of season left. I still think this team can be good, but I don't think they've figured out who they are yet.
Now that,
because their young guys haven't contributed as much as you would want. Their older players look fine, but are inconsistent.
But Al Horford, going into last night's game,
he might be cooked. I don't know.
But they were 7-3 when he played.
Al Horford.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's just, hey, nothing against Tito, but I'm like, that's when it's just, not fluke, Evan, but now you're 7-4. But is this the team that he needed to come? We need youth. A Thundercat.
Well, and I got some bad news for you. This is official. Oh. Steph Curry is out tonight. Who is that from? From Anthony Slater of ESPN. Steph Curry. Well, right. And Seth Curry.
Now I'm up both here bitching, but I'm going to say this, Evan. Okay, I think he deserves that. Okay, put up 30 last night, had some turnovers. Jimmy and Dre, let's go. Moody and Pods, let's go.
Well, and this is the rest of the injury report right now, again, according to Anthony Slater. Jimmy Butler is questionable with lower back strain. Draymond Green and Buddy Hield are questionable with an illness. Jonathan Kuminga remains out. Al Horford's out.
Evan, what was it, illness?
Ray Guy. They might punt tonight.
They got the Steiny. illness.
But how many games did you want them all to play together?
65. And maybe
they still could do that, yeah, by the way.
You're right.
But I mean, they have played a lot of games.
Evan, what I'm getting nervous about is when they're whole, you see the holes, H-O-L-E, and just the construct of this team. Your boy Suggs, he was a game-time decision. I didn't tell you this. I go, Evan's sipping. Evan's sipping early. Suggs ain't going to make that big of a – he was not scared. You saw him feel – he was bringing it, and then they were jawing. Jimmy was getting mad. I like that, but it was like the young and old cats, and I'm an old cat at the gym when they're not afraid, bruh.
Well, Suggs
was coming, but
there's a reason why he's going to make, I think he's paid a little bit too much, but there's a reason why he's a $30 million player.
But Anthony Black just ski-skirting by Roadrunner, just going to the rack. De Silva, wide open for three. Like, they were just popping that, pop, 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 and you're going to get a three against the Warriors. Like, that bothers me.
I mean, Orlando's a I know they haven't been playing great, but that's a team a lot of people thought like was going to be able to make a leap this year in the East.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to put down Orlando to make the Warriors feel better about themselves. Like they got handled last night, and a lot of it is because of what Orlando was able to do to them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom, who's in Sonoma.
Tom,
what's going on, man? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Guru. I can feel your pain, my friend, because that game was ugly. Hey, what I'm noticing, man, is when we don't play defense, we turn the ball over, we foul. Last night, they weren't beating us by one or two. They were beating us 3 and 4 steps, okay?
Man.
We had no interior defense. They had almost 80 points in the paint. Now, let's talk about J.K., the guy can play defense, and he can play offense. Where I feel he's lacking is when he dribbles the ball excessively, he gets in trouble. Does the coaches not see this guy needs more ball handling skills? And why is he working out with Steph in his ball handling skills? I don't understand this. This is where he's lacking, and we got the best ball handler in the league, and he's not even working out with him.
Nah.
Tell me something, guys.
Go ahead, E, because I'll tell you this, and I'm the biggest, Chasky says it, but I am. I'm the biggest Kuminga fan at the station, I believe, and that's what hurt me this year. I told you, Phil Handy, a guy that can work out. If you want to cook or be a 1 or a 1A or a 2, you got to have a handle like a suitcase. You just do. And I thought through 5 games, but he didn't have to have it like and demonstrate. Now it's like loosey-goosey and the turnovers are coming. And to Tom's point, I am disappointed. Whatever Kuminga did in the offseason, Evan, the handles, I don't think, have gotten where they should for a guy that wants to cook. Say what you want about Paul George's of the world or Ingram's. They got handle on the rock. Kuminga, I'm disappointed in that facet of his game right now.
Has Jonathan Kuminga as a whole been a better player this year than the last 4 years, do you think?
Yeah, I got to give him yes.
So he's getting better.
Yes.
Maybe he's not going to be a good ball handler,
and
but he's been a better rebounder.
Because that could keep you from what you think you can be.
Of what he wants to be, but he's never had a bag. Like, anytime Jonathan Kuminga has had to try and counter anybody who steps in front of him, he goes nowhere. You saw it against OKC. And OKC's the best defensive team in basketball, but the moment he had somebody in front of him who's a capable defender who can move his feet.
The Kuminga versus Kuminga, the Spider-Man meme, is difficult.
Gilgeous Alexander just took the ball from him.
I will never forget that. I heard the noise from the TV, like, give me that.
So Kuminga has gotten better as a rebounder. I think he's become he's made better decisions as far as passing.
Facts.
But maybe he's not going to have a Kyrie handle. And that's not something that's going to change.
Wow.
I mean, they got to figure out how they can help him maximize what he does do. Last night, I think he could have helped because there was no one off
There's
the bench
no
that
doubt
could
he
score.
Could have, no doubt, Evan.
There was nobody who could put the ball in the hole.
And maybe
not
defend
Curry
and stop these dudes, man. I mean, just it was like watching my daughter's volleyball game in high. They kept missing Orlando, but they had to. And then they against the Warriors, it's like, let me just throw it up because our dudes are stuck on the ground most often.
Well, I think last night he would have helped because that game was a track meet. Like, that game was a game that
so
was
he
made,
would have helped.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
That game was more for him. You know, I don't know if tonight's game is going to be more for him, although he's out, so it doesn't really matter.
Evan, you look like a doctor because you're fresh to death. Real quick, let's just act like I'm on your couch. Oh, we're up against. I'll ask you on the other side.
No, I appreciate it. I lose track of time over here, too. It's harder than it seems, by the way. I see you, Matt. I see you, Devon. I see you, Jim. We're going to get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Is the number. What concerned you about last night? Is it something big? Is it something small? I don't know. To me, still the way that the underlying signs of where Butler is at when this team isn't looking good to me is still a little more concerning than anything else. We got Ted Wynn coming up at 12 o'clock from the Athletic, senior NFL writer here to talk some 49ers with us and get into what Brock Purdy looked like. Again, that's at high noon. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside, only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Getting's in for Steinmetz with Guru. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.